If you're feeling down and having trouble getting up in the morning, here's a tip. Brush your teeth. That's it. Often when we wake up, our brains go into planning mode, which leads to overthinking and stress before our head even leaves the pillow. Something simple like brushing your teeth can break that cycle and jumpstart your day. This tip was brought to you by BetterHelp Online Therapy, which connects you with a licensed therapist via video, phone, or online chat. Visit betterhelp.com/positive and save 10% on your first month. This is your operating system talking, not your computers or your phones, but your internal human operating system. I'm feeling a little overloaded. Here's how you can ease my stress. Close your eyes or softly gaze at something in front of you. Now inhale for 4 counts, exhale for 6. Keep repeating. Much better. Longer term, there's BetterHelp Online Therapy. They'll match us with a licensed therapist we can connect with via video, phone, or chat. Visit betterhelp.com/positive and save 10% on our first month.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, it is oh so simple. Rocket can. Night, I can, and we'll be here with you for the next 4 hours. Consider yourselves lucky. This is when I get started. 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Thank you oh so much to super producer and host Dave Shepard, and thank you to everybody listening all over North America. Are you tuning in on the free Odyssey app? Amazing. You're great. Are you tuned in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate? Tremendous. My friends on SiriusXM channel 158. People listening on smart speakers. You're smart. And however else you listen, I'm just happy that you're here. Maybe you just typed in, you know, cbssportsradio.com. That'll work, too. But go ahead, get the app instead. Okay? We got a lot to discuss tonight. It's a busy night. We learned that Myles Garrett strained biceps and shoulder injury after his car accident yesterday. We'll talk about that. Minka Fitzpatrick is in concussion protocol. Tua Tagovailoa is kind of nicked up and not his brain. I know people are thinking it might have been his dome from that hit that he took on Sunday. They just let him go out there and play. For all the New York Giant fans that exist, the ones that are optimistic, Sterling Shepard, he's officially out, torn ACL. Probably be the last time you see him in a New York Giants uniform. Yesterday, media day took place in the NBA and then even over the weekend, and you got a lot of teams and players that started practice today and have said some wild things. DeAndre Ayton looks like he hates being in Phoenix. Russell Westbrook looks like he hates being home in Los Angeles. And it's just, there's a lot of crazy things that we need to discuss. Zion Williamson looks like he got a brand new body. There's just a lot to get into. 855-212-4CBS is the number. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can also find me online. That is at JR Sport Brief. And if you follow me at JR Sport Brief, you already have an idea of everything that we're going to discuss tonight because I just tweeted it out. I sent out a video. You can watch it. Bottom line is, I am here in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, place of my birth. They had a lot of love for everybody except for me. But now I'm back, making a stop on my media for the movement tour. I can't wait to hit up the students at Drexel University tomorrow to talk about how to get involved in the sports business and the media space and how to also do good in the process. And thank you to my friends at Special Olympics. And thank you to my friends at Experian for helping to make this tour happen. This is the second year that we've done it. We kicked things off last week in the Bronx, New York City at Fordham University, and I'm happy to be here in Philly. My main man, super producer and host, Dave Shepard, you're not too far away. I'm in Philly. You're right up the turnpike in New York City. How you doing, my man? You good?
I'm doing well, JR. Always great to be with you. My question is, how many times have you now run the steps of the Philadelphia Museum, a.k.a. the Rocky Steps?
I didn't run no damn steps, man.
Why not? There's that tradition when you visit Philly, no?
No, I'm not running them steps, man. Okay. Come on, man. You want me to run them steps?
JR, you could make up those steps in probably 45 seconds, man.
Yeah, I probably could. Yeah. I actually put a video up of people running those steps. I put it on Instagram, and I said, I ain't running them steps. Like, there would have to be a prize at the top for me to run them.
Fair enough. Have you had a cheesesteak?
Nah, cheesesteak is not my, you know.
Got it. But you're in Philly, though. Don't you make an exception when you're in Philly?
Nah, I had chicken avocado sandwich for dinner and a protein shake.
That sounds good, too.
You making me feel like I'm breaking laws here, man.
No, I'm just saying you got to do one of the. Listen, I mean when you visit Philly, you got to go to Liberty Bell.
I got to go to the Liberty Bell. I got to have a cheesesteak.
Yes.
I got to say hi to Benjamin Franklin. I got to run up the steps. I got to spar with Rocky Balboa. Do I need to? Maybe if I went to the cheesesteak place, would I find James Harden there?
Well, you would not, because as you know, and you have this in your rundown, James Harden has made a commitment to actually coming into the season in shape. What a foreign concept for James Harden.
What he made a joke. He said he lost 100 pounds.
Yeah, he's a comedian, too.
Where? He's a bad one. Where? Yeah. In his ego?
Shouldn't have an ego these days.
James Harden, every time I blink, and it's like James Harden is just like, oh, yeah, I'm an awesome teammate. I'm an amazing teammate. Why? Because you get 10 assists a night? The last time I looked, James Harden was eviscerating his teammates in Houston to get out of there.
That's true. The guy deserves a little bit of credit
for
being proactive,
Kyrie?
And saying, I'm going to take less money. Not a lot of guys will do that, being a top 75 all-time player, even if they're a little past their prime.
Without me taking, like, an accurate look this minute, I would say that James Harden is probably in the top five of earnings of any NBA player who ever lived. Would you say that's probably accurate?
Kobe, Garnett, Shaq, LeBron. Let's put it this way, JR. To your point, he's definitely up there.
Oh, he's pulling up. By the time his career is done, unless he finds a couple of cheesesteaks here in Philly, he's gonna be at the top, man.
Sure.
He left a couple dollars on the table, and the guys at Fanatics will give him money. It's just, life is good for James Harden. You play basketball with Embiid, you win MVPs, you go hang out in strip clubs and yachts, and you hang out with Travis Scott, which I don't know if I'd go to a Travis Scott concert, not my thing, but he's living a life, and good for him. The only thing professionally that James Harden is missing is a championship. And we know if he should get one, he's not going to be the lead player there. He had a chance and an opportunity as a young player in Oklahoma City. But let's see what this James Harden fellow does throughout the course of this season, now that he's in shape and he doesn't have to rehab his hamstrings. So, yes, I'm here in Philly. I guess me getting a cheesesteak, I will not run into James Harden, maybe last year. But we're going to talk about James Harden next hour. In addition to several other NBA stars who, at this time of year, always claim to be in the best absolute shape of their life. These are guys who are, they didn't have to rehab and they lost weight. Okay, let's see how long it takes before somebody needs to sit down for load management. I guess it's going to take a week before that kicks in for either Kawhi or Paul George, but we'll get into that. And speaking of people saying crazy things, this was actually a deep focus on the show last night. We know the Dallas Cowboys beat the New York Giants and Monday Night Football. What else is new? And by the way, congrats to the Yankees. Tonight, they finally clinched their playoff berth. They beat the Toronto Blue Jays. What is the score here? 5-2. Aaron Judge did not hit a home run, so the world continues to wait. But anyway, the other New York team, the one that will not smell the playoffs, is the Giants. And even though they have a record of 2-1, even though the Dallas Cowboys with Cooper Rush beat them 23-16, the Giants on the way to just a rebuilding situation. And the Dallas Cowboys, I hate to share with you all, especially if you're a Cowboys fan, This is a team that's treading water. And so what's the latest ridiculous, I don't want to call it controversy, but what's the latest ridiculous storyline coming out of Dallas? It's whether or not Cooper Rush should continue to start when Dak Prescott is ready to go. We know the Dallas Cowboys is, hey, Shep, let's play a game of word association. You ready?
I'm always ready for Dallas Cowboy Name Association.
Oh, no, it's more specific than Cowboys.
Okay. Just,
I'm going to throw out some teams, right? And then you just tell me the first word that comes to your mind, all right?
Deal.
New York Yankees.
Aaron Judge.
Okay. Well, I'm not a player. Give me like a word.
Oh, all-time greatest franchise in the history of North American professional sports.
Well, that's a lot. So greatest.
Yes.
Okay. So on the if I say Miami Marlins, what do you say?
I would say fired Mattingly too soon. But if I had to come up with one word, right. I would say disappointment.
Okay, I was waiting for a word. I'm like, these are sentences.
Right.
I'm terrible at this game.
Right.
Lakers.
Embarrassing.
Seattle Seahawks.
Lost.
Houston Rockets.
Disaster.
Oh, damn, this is sad here. Okay.
These are not great franchises you're naming right now.
Okay. Los Angeles Rams.
There's champions.
Okay. And now here we go. Boom. If you have to think about the past 25 years of the Dallas Cowboys, what word would you use?
It's not my word. It would be anyone's use that would be objective in describing the Dallas Cowboys. Mediocrity.
Mediocre. And it's true. And I can go down the whole damn line as to why the Dallas Cowboys have been mediocre. And we don't have to look any further than the man who has owned the Dallas Cowboys since 1989. The man that told Tom Landry, well, thanks for your service, but hey, go ahead, take a hike. The man that said, hey, Jimmy Johnson is here. Oh, yeah, we actually went in a damn thing. And then he told Jimmy, I did it. Take a hike. Or Jimmy said, I ain't got time for this crap. And we haven't seen a Super Bowl title since. Switzer had to come in with Jimmy Johnson's guys and win a championship. And that's all she wrote for the Dallas Cowboys. We've been up. We've been down. When I say we, I'm not a Dallas Cowboys fan. I'm just putting myself in there as a fan, as someone who watches. We've been up. We've been down. But the constant has been Jerry Jones. And so now that Dak is this poor guy, well, not poor guy. He's getting paid $40 million. They gave him this money after he ripped his ankle to shreds, or at least it was broken. Might as well have been shreds. Say, hey, here's $40 million. What does he do along with the rest of his teammates? Gets annihilated by the 49ers in the playoffs. Ugly loss. Ugly, ugly, ugly. And now he comes back this season. This time he's healthy. A freak accident. It happens to quarterbacks. Your hand is up and people slap at it. They're trying to tackle you. You got helmets flying at you. And boom, he has a broken bone above his thumb. Stitches came out yesterday. Dak Prescott was supposed to be out anywhere from a month and a half to 2 months. Stitches come out yesterday, and now they're saying, whoa, Dak might be ready to go. Meanwhile, Cooper Rush, if you listen to certain people, he's just been lighting it up to the tune of 215 yards and a touchdown last night. Whoa, way to light it up. The only thing the guy didn't do was even things out by throwing an interception. The only thing that he didn't do was go out there and just completely throw the game away. And good. He threw the touchdown to CeeDee Lamb, and that was like the deciding score. But it's not like he's destroying folks. It's not like Cooper Rush is out there going gangbusters on guys. Come on. He's not the street sweeper. He's just a backup quarterback who ain't throwing the game. And good for him. This is what's going to keep him employed for the next several seasons, whether he's a backup or in a practice squad, knowing that you can put him out there and he's going to be safe. He's not going to, what's the word? Cooper Rush is not going to jaywalk. Cooper Rush is not going to live life on the wild side. He's going to walk the line straight and narrow. It's like he knows his limitations. He knows who he is, and this is what we got. If Cooper Rush wakes up and he's throwing 4 and 5 touchdowns, then by all means, tell Dak to take a hike. And so who loves this the most? Who loves hyping up the backup quarterback? Maybe at the expense of the man you're paying $40 million. Of course, it's the owner of the Cowboys. It's Jerry Jones. He was asked before the game, hey, man, what do you think about Cooper Rush and if he plays good and then Dak does this? It's a ridiculous question. But Jerry Jones fed into it. Listen to this ridiculous answer.
You'd want that controversy?
Of course I would.
Okay.
Of course that means we'd won. If he comes in here and played as well as Prescott played, Rush played that well over these next games ahead, I'd walk New York to get there.
Do you think he can do that?
Well, I don't know that, but I would. You can't find on record where I said I thought Dak Prescott could do it when he stepped in and had the chance to do that, but he did it.
He needs a muzzle. Shep, do they make muzzles for old men? Forget. Forget I asked that question. Forget I asked that question.
Copy that.
I thought out loud sometimes. Most of the times, me thinking out loud works. Sometimes it doesn't. He needs tape. Let me forget that. Jerry Jones, he needs to shut up. It's like he's always sowing some type of controversy in his own team. Just let the guys play. Let Mike McCarthy go out there and coach. It's like Jerry Jones wants to be the owner. He wants to be the general manager because he is. And then his son is just de facto, whatever he is, senior vice president. Who cares what these roles are? It's Jerry Jones' world and we all just live in it. He might as well be the coach too. It was only, end of last year. It's like, yeah, Dan Quinn is here. He used to coach the Falcons, helped them go to a Super Bowl. Let me not remind you what happened in that Super Bowl. But Dan Quinn has learned from all of his mistakes. And, you know, Jerry Jones was asked about Dan Quinn early this year, late last year. And it's just like, hey, man, is Dan qualified to be the head coach? And listen to what Jerry Jones said.
Well, he's certainly qualified. He's very qualified. Yes, I would consider. If I didn't have a coach, I would have been interviewing him for coach.
Yeah. It's a good problem to have, right? Or a good situation.
Well, it's wonderful.
It's
wonderful.
In your
now, when you say that, make sure that, not that I said it, but it that the facts are nobody worked harder to keep Dan here than Mike. It was the plan. That's what we, that was the plan. And so, pure and simple. And I've seen some people say, well, what was the rationale behind that? The rationale behind that is, or not rationale, is that was a highly competitive way. Okay? And I wanted them to be thinking about that they were talking to a guy that could be head coach of the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Could be.
What does Mike say when you do that?
Huh?
Mike
knows that someday somebody will be coach of the Cowboys other than him.
only a billionaire could say something like that. Only a guy who owns an asset worth $8.5 billion could wake up and say something like that. It's almost like saying, oh, yeah, I got a wife, but my wife not going to be here forever, so I just... You know, when it's time, I got the next one lined up. Like, come on, man. You don't. Why are you doing that with the coach? Like, I know Mike McCarthy is just like, damn it, I'm glad these checks cash, because listening to this guy talk all the time is just, it's just infuriating. You got to ignore it. Sean Payton must be thinking the same thing. He's like, man, do I want to work for Jerry Jones? Like, when Mike McCarthy is done and he's gone, do I want to deal with this crap? At least the Bensons didn't say a damn thing out in New Orleans. Now Jerry Jones, all he does is talk a mile a minute. He always talks once a week. He's on 105.3 The Fan. What owner do you know pops up every week with his own radio hit? Well, he does. And so after last night's victory, he was on The Fan. And he was very, very impressed with Cooper Rush.
Let me say this. He's certainly playing as well as anybody could have expected. There's no question. He understands this offense. He has got the makeup for a top quarterback, and I underline the word makeup for a top quarterback. And we're very fortunate. The purpose of the backup quarterback in the NFL is to be able to step in and have your team function on all the cylinders without having to give up some of your offense that the starter usually takes with him when he leaves.
The man has the makeup of a top quarterback? What does that mean? He has the demeanor? He's smooth, he's cool, he's calm, collected? What conclusion are we drawing after, what, 3-4 starts? Guy was just on a practice squad. Jerry Jones, I mean, yes, he's done an amazing job selling his franchise. One of the great marketers here in the United States of America. This is part of his marketing. And even though the success hasn't been out there as much as he would want with the Dallas Cowboys on the field, when it comes to the actual business of the Cowboys, absolutely phenomenal. Man, you go out to the facility in Frisco, amazing. The man built a practice facility, has a whole little neighborhood and a mall and restaurants, and the high school teams could practice, and it's beautiful. AT&T Stadium, even going to check that out in Arlington is just like, damn. It's like a spaceship fell out of the sky and boom, here it is. Amazing businessman. The most influential owner in the NFL. Man, if he told Roger Goodell, hey, Roger, get me some water, Roger Goodell would be like, how many waters do you want? And do you want a Big Mac with it? Because that's what Jerry Jones eats, with extra salt and Egg McMuffins. He does. It's from Hard Knocks. This man is a boss. But when it comes to running an NFL franchise, the actual on-field operations, he sucks. And sometimes his mouth, it runs a whole lot. It makes him money. But for the Cowboys, it comes at a detriment. It'd be nice if he could actually have a balance. But guess what? We will never see it. As long as he has a mouthpiece, as long as he has a mouth that still works and operates, he will not shut up. And it will make his future generations a lot of money. But it's not going to come with the ultimate success on the field. Not until he shuts up and probably hires someone to help him actually manage the football operations. It's not going to happen as long as he's breathing. I'm not advocating for him to disappear, but you get what I'm saying. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What do you think about Jerry Jones? Is he just always putting his foot in his mouth? Is he doing more damage to the Dallas Cowboys than he does good? He's exercising his wallet. But the team, you heard what Shep said, mediocre. I'll take your calls on the other side. We're going to get into crazy things said by some of these other athletes, especially during NBA Media Day. Welcome here Tuesday night, the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Forget a million. How about billions? That's what Jerry Jones is about. He's about billions of dollars. He's probably not going to see a cent of it. Well, he'll see a couple of cents, a couple millions of it, but Dallas Cowboys are worth, what, $8.5 billion? The most valuable sports franchise on earth? The man built a city for them to practice and for people to visit. He built a spaceship for them to play football in. He has sold the entire world on history and America's team and tradition and all of this crap, and they've sucked for 25 years. Mediocre, up and down, and, hey, let's bring in Chan Gailey. Well, let's try it with Bill Parcells. Well, what about Wade Phillips? Oh, yeah, well, what about Jason Garrett, the clapper? Clap on, clap off. What about him? The guy who hasn't changed is Jerry Jones. And so even in the season right now where the Dallas Cowboys are not returning the same type of talent that they've had over the past several years, especially at the offensive line, especially at wide receiver, they didn't want to spend the money. And now he has a quarterback who's playing backup while Dak is recovering from a broken thumb. He's over here bigging up the backup like, oh, I'd love a controversy. Just go in the back, man. But he can't help himself. This is how he makes money. It's also how he hurts the team. 855-212-4CBS. That is 855-212-4CBS. I need to let you know, if you didn't know, well, we'll get to that in a minute. Bob is here. He's calling from Maryland. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes, good evening, JR. I want to talk about the Cowboys, if you don't mind, and Jerry, the owner.
Yes.
You know, they had a very good ball club back in the 90s when he won all those Super Bowls. It came from that trade, if you remember, of Herschel Walker to Minnesota for 10 draft players.
Yes, Emmitt Smith and Emil. Yes.
Emmitt Smith and Michael Gervin came out of that group, and the rest is history, of course. But I don't know who the general manager at the time. I don't think it was Jones himself. I think it was somebody else. But ever since he took over, he wanted to be the owner, the general manager, and so forth. Only thing he didn't do, he recommended him for himself, was be the head coach. He has a habit. Jimmy Johnson was the thing that kept that. He was the driver of that team, no question about it. But Jones couldn't let him get enough credit for it because he wanted the credit himself. But I can't stand the guy. I can't stand people like that to start with. When something goes wrong, it's somebody else's fault. But when somebody else is superior, like Johnson was, you got to get rid of him because there's only one person who have a ego, and that's the owner. And that's
I don't care if he's a billionaire or not. It belongs to him. What is anybody going to do? Nobody could do anything.
That's right. That's exactly right. And that's the sad part of it. It's like George Halas when he had the Chicago Bears. He was the owner, general manager, and head coach. All three jobs. You can't fire either one of them.
It stinks. Unless you got a couple of billion, you got like $10 billion hanging around somewhere?
Yeah, to buy the ball club. Yeah, that's true.
No, do you have it?
Sure. You wouldn't want more than the $8 billion. You probably want $10 billion and up.
Yeah, well, sure. Well, do you have it? You, Bob, you personally, do you have $10 billion?
If I had $10 billion,
yeah,
I'd drop dead from the shock of it.
Oh, well, let's hope you don't have 10, okay?
No, but seriously, I just don't like that type of person. I really don't.
I understand. I don't know too many people who do. There's always that person at work, right? Guy walks around, or the woman, they walk around and they always want to take credit when things go right. When things go wrong, they're the first ones to just point at somebody else. Oh, you did it. You should have done better. It's not my fault. And where were you? And I was here helping that time. And I think there are a lot of billionaires like that. I think there are tons of them. I mean, this is not the same case, but if you want to talk about responsibility and not taking any, Robert Sarver, he decided to sell the Phoenix Suns last week. And he put out this lame-ass statement talking about, oh, yeah, well, I said sorry. People don't want to forgive you anymore. But bruh, like, what? It just came out. You were investigated for a whole year. You think one statement where you said sorry is supposed to erase just 20 years of crap that you gave everybody? Well, I said sorry. It's like the arrogance of a billionaire. Just happens. And Jerry Jones is no different. He has an ego that's the size of the Metroplex. That's just how it goes. Be nice if he would relax and just chill the hell out. Don't hold your breath on it. 855-212-4CBS. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Speaking of someone who needs to chill out, someone who just says one thing and does another or says wild things, it's Kyrie Irving. We're going to talk about Kyrie on the other side. Brooklyn Nets have had media day. Today, the Brooklyn Nets have held their first practice. And I want to share with you some of the words from the prolific Kyrie Irving. We need to put Kyrie in a room with Jerry Jones and just see what type of conversation that they have. I'd pay to watch it. Not really. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Your credit to your profession. You're one of the rare radio personalities that actually balances facts with whatever callers call in with. I'm also a caller for Pearland, Texas, so Pearland, Texas loves you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Oh, I love everybody from Pearland. I love everybody out in Houston. I love all my friends in Dallas. I love Texas. I love Austin. I love Houston. Yeah, I just love the whole state. Let me just leave it there. I don't need anybody sending me angry messages. I love Texas. I'm in Pennsylvania right now, but I love Texas, okay? I love Texas like Jerry Jones does. And so when we get to the top of the hour, because we didn't have a chance to do it last night, there were so many interesting things said just all throughout the NBA's media day. Teams have already started to practice. We're going to have preseason games that start over the weekend. I know Washington is out in Japan, the Warriors over in Asia as well, and got the Hawks heading out to Dubai. It's a beautiful thing. People are talking crazy. They're saying the type of things right now that we can look at in the next 2 or 3 months and go, well, you remember what you said a few months ago? And then they end up being liars. It's great for me. Absolutely great. And so when we get to the top of the hour, we're going to hear from some of the NBA's biggest stars who've had some of the most interesting off seasons. Folks like Kevin Durant, people like Russell Westbrook, James Harden. What a coincidence that the three of these guys at one point were teammates. No wonder Kevin Durant is so shell-shocked. He had to play with these two knuckleheads early on in his career. And even Greg Popovich had some interesting words to say for media day. What else is new? Popovich is always saying something wild and crazy in a different way than Jerry Jones. So the phone lines are still open, 855-212-4CBS. And I want to give you a little bit of a teaser momentarily when it comes down to Kyrie Irving. Yeah, Kyrie Irving will be an appetizer for NBA Media Day. We got DJ calling up. He's here from Indiana. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, DJ?
Oh, well, I'm up for starters. It's past my bedtime. But, all right, on the Jerry Jones situation, I think, and this is me personally being a part business owner, you can't have necessarily three titles at once. Like you said, he was the owner, the general manager, etc. You can't be the owner and blame the head coach for bad performance of the team. that's like building up your business, but your product sucks.
Yeah.
The Cowboys haven't been good since whenever they won the Super Bowl, which was longer than I've been alive.
Damn.
You can't just blame the coach. I mean, you have to take your own responsibility. Get someone to be your general manager. Heck, if it's your son, son-in-laws, whoever.
Well, you know, his son is on payroll, too. I think Stephen Jones, his official title, I believe, is senior vice president.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand that. I was just spitballing. But you can't run everything by yourself and expect to have success, especially with a big operation that's worth nearly $9 billion.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, if you want to try, go for it. By all means, I'm a nobody compared to them, but...
No. Don't say that. We're all special, man.
Well, yeah, it's true.
Screw
like
him.
My family, we own a fudge business in Indiana.
Excuse me?
How can you have... We own a fudge business.
Fudge.
Hold
on a second. We're going in a different direction. What is
Hold
that?
Hold on
like,
here. Hear my story real quick.
No, wait. Well, I want to know about the fudge. That's like chocolate, right?
Yes, it's chocolate-covered fudge. That's a third-generation recipe. All right.
Oh, nice.
Okay, Jerry Jones, owner, general manager, all that. Cowboys is his product. Everything else is his business. How can you have a good business and a crappy product like the Cowboys? And then on the business side, where I'm coming from, how can we have a good business but have a terrible fudge product? You can't like run both sides of the ball there. You got to share a little bit.
I understand. Well, let's show Stephen Jones some respect here. I found out his official title.
Respect.
You ready for this, DJ? This is his title.
Go for it.
He's the COO, so he's the chief operating officer, okay? Executive vice president. /director of player personnel.
Any more slashes?
No, and I mean, I can read you his biography. With 33 years of NFL experience, he's established himself as one of the brightest and most versatile executives in professional sports. There we go. Yep. Recognized as owner Jerry Jones' right-hand man. I mean, do I need to go on? It's his son.
Yeah.
I mean, what are we going to do here?
Yeah. Yeah, I understand completely.
All right, I get it, but gee, this is more important to me than these Cowboys. Now, with the fudge, now pardon my ignorance here. I'm not trying to be a jerk. I don't eat fudge. I'm not familiar. It's what do you do with it? You put it in ice cream? Like, what is it?
You can do whatever you want. You can put it in ice cream, which make really good milkshakes, by the way.
Right, right.
Or you can just eat it right out of the bag. I mean, or That's make it with cookies. I mean,
I thought fudge was like the liquid of chocolate. Isn't that what it is?
No.
Oh.
No, I'll tell you what. I'll give you an address or a website, and you can look it up for yourself and then possibly try some.
Okay.
I tell you what, it is the best peanut butter fudge you will ever have.
Peanut butter fudge. Where in Indiana? I go out to Indiana from time to time. Where y'all at?
Spencer, we're about an hour-ish south of Indianapolis.
Oh, okay.
About 30 minutes west of Bloomington.
Oh, okay. All right. So I might have to make a stop there. Well, DJ, I appreciate you. And tell my producer, Shep, where we can get the fudge, and then I'll check it out, okay?
All right, I will.
All right, thank you, DJ. Hey, I didn't know I'd get, like, free fudge. Listen, I think I know a lot about certain things. I don't know about no damn fudge. I don't. I don't know a damn thing. Fudge? I know I'm chocolate as like a human. I'm chocolate as chocolate can be, but I don't know what no fudge is. Like, I go into the supermarket, the grocery store, I ask for fudge. I don't know. I don't bake anything. I cook. Like, peanut butter fudge? Like, what do I do with it? Let's go to Arkansas. Let's talk to an individual by the name of Showtime. I'm sure that is not what his parents named him, but that's what we're going to call him. Showtime, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Actually, my dad named me when I played baseball. So, yeah, my dad called me Showtime. So, it's true. My real official name, but that was my baseball playing name was Showtime. Showtime. And being from Arkansas, since, Jerry Jones graduated here in 1964, blah, blah, blah. You know, I don't like him. If you notice, the pattern that he's been in is like keeps going down the well. Even with talent that should win the Super Bowl, he can't get out of the way to let him win the Super Bowl or even get to the Super Bowl. His head is too big to even – that's why he had to make the stadium so he could get his head through the front door, you know. And not that I don't dislike him, I just don't like him. So there's a difference, you know. But
there's a difference between not liking him and disliking.
Well,
that sounds like the same to me.
Well, you know, however you want to take it. I mean, I'm from Arkansas. Kind of like if you ever want to try fudge, come to Arkansas, too, and I'll take you to get some homemade fudge, too. And you'll like it. But we're not going back to Indiana. You go to Indiana and get that, and then if you don't like it, I'll take you down here to Arkansas. There's a place that's been doing it for 50 years.
Wait a minute. So Arkansas and what are y'all? Y'all have like a fudge battle that I don't know about?
Well, you said you didn't know what. Have you ever eaten Cracker Barrel?
Yeah, I had Cracker Barrel.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know where the candy and stuff is? This is just give you a heads up. They've got pretty good fudge, too. Go look in the candy. You'll see, like, pecan fudge and all that. I don't work at Cracker Barrel, but not plugging a spot for them.
Yeah.
But if you want to try some before you get to Indy, go to Cracker Barrel. They've got some really good fudge, too.
Okay.
It's just the chocolate. It's chocolate. I mean, it's just like, like he said, you can do a lot of things with it. But let me get back to Jerry Jones.
I got to hit the commercial, you know? Showtime. I thank you.
All right, bro. Hey, it's good to talk to you, man. Have
all
a good
the time.
Evening, okay?
Shout outs to Showtime from Arkansas. I like that. What a hell of a name. Showtime. Now, coming to the stage, Showtime. Okay. Good for him. He told me I can get fudge anywhere in Arkansas. Listen, I'm not a sweets guy. So that's why I don't know about fudge. Like the Cracker Barrel, the candy stuff in Cracker Barrel, I don't go over there. I barely go into the dining room. I don't know what this is. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I know what I do. I know how to talk. I'm better at it than Jerry Jones. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Phone lines are open. I got people calling me about fudge. We'll talk about NBA Media Day. We'll talk football and it all here on CBS Sports Radio. More fudge.
This is your operating system talking, not your computers or your phones, but your internal human operating system. I'm feeling a little overloaded. Here's how you can ease my stress. Close your eyes or softly gaze at something in front of you. Now inhale for 4 counts, exhale for 6. Keep repeating. Much better. Longer term, there's BetterHelp Online Therapy. They'll match us with a licensed therapist we can connect with via video, phone, or chat. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive and save 10% on our first month. If you're feeling down and having trouble getting up in the morning, here's a tip. Brush your teeth. That's it. Often when we wake up, our brains go into planning mode, which leads to overthinking and stress before our head even leaves the pillow. Something simple like brushing your teeth can break that cycle and jumpstart your day. This tip was brought to you by BetterHelp Online Therapy, which connects you with a licensed therapist via video, phone, or online chat. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive and save 10% on your first month. This is your operating system talking, not your computers or your phones, but your internal human operating system. I'm feeling a little overloaded. Here's how you can ease my stress. Close your eyes or softly gaze at something in front of you. Now inhale for 4 counts, exhale for 6. Keep repeating. Much better. Longer term, there's BetterHelp Online Therapy. They'll match us with a licensed therapist we can connect with via video, phone, or chat. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive and save 10% on our first month.